Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Gypsies for Jesus Radio tonight. It's a pleasure having you with us tonight. God bless everyone again. And I'm your host, John D. Stay with us and be blessed tonight. Our brother Gus and myself will be sharing a word on the healing of the Holy Spirit. So invite some friends, family members. Tonight I'm going to pass off the phone number, area code 917-889-7893. 917-889-7893 is the call-in number. If you'd like to listen to us by telephone tonight, you can by dialing that number. If you're listening to us overseas and outside the United States, if it's a long-distance call for you or overseas call for you, you can write to us at Gypsy Radio, the number one. That's Gypsy Radio, the number one, at yahoo.com. Again, you can email us at gypsyradio, the number one, at yahoo.com. God bless everyone tonight. Before we go any further, please join me in prayer. Let's agree in prayer tonight. Father God, we thank you for this station. Father God, we thank you for all your blessings. Father God, tonight we ask that you lead us, guide us, direct us, Father God. I ask that you give us all, including the listeners, myself, Brother Gus, a fresh new anointing of your Holy Spirit, Father God. And Father God, tonight, Father God, we ask that every word be uttered from you and the Holy Spirit, not a single word from our flesh. In Jesus' name we thank you, and we say amen and amen. Well, again, if you'd like to be part of the station, listen to us by telephone tonight. You can pass out the phone number. I'm going to pass it out again, 917-889-7893 is the call and number to listen and for prayer tonight. We're going to do some question and answering too tonight in the middle of the program, in the middle of the teaching tonight. So stay with us, invite some friends, family members. I'd like to welcome some of the brothers and sisters in different countries out there. I'm out of Prague, I'm on Europe, I'm on Asia. Pagodi Sanare, Odell Tumensa, the Rosaltuman Odell, the Daltuman Odell Sastimos, Pacha Putina, Alisco Chavez Gonaldo, Jesu Cristo, the Senamen Sarat, Pasunto Doko, Sitidas Duma, and the Tevdeski Warbach, Parat. And I'd like to welcome our brothers and sisters from the Sinte and also Rome Mitchells. God bless you tonight. Stay with us, be blessed. Call in tonight if you have a prayer request, if you have a question. We're going to have question and answer coming up a little bit later in the program, so stay with us, be blessed, and we're going to welcome our brother Gus, who's with us tonight live. God bless you, brother Gus. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good, brother John. I'm ready for a radio station tonight. How are you doing?
Amen. Praise God. Well, brother Gus, we got you a little bit low there. You need to... We can hardly hear you, so if you can speak up a little bit or get closer to your mic
okay. There. Is that any better at all?
Yes, yes, praise God.
Okay, sorry about
that's
that.
That's a lot better. No problem.
Okay.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you with us, Brother Gus, in the program tonight. I'd like to just talk to the Facebook listeners out there that are listening by Facebook or you're listening by Blog Talk Radio. Gypsies for Jesus, has lost their Facebook page. So I'm going to invite everyone to go over to our new page. Our new page is under John Demetro, D-E-M-E-T-R-O, that's J-O-H-N, D-E-M-E-T-R-O. Our fan page is called Gypsy Fate Radio. That's Gypsy Fate Radio on Facebook. So as we build up and start to look for our old followers, we apologize, but some hacking has been going on Facebook recently, and we lost our account, so we're starting a new one, and we just started it this morning, actually. So God bless everyone tonight. Again, stay with us. Be blessed. If you have a prayer request, if you're a call-in listener tonight, you could hit 1 on your keypad. We'll call you up to the mic, or you can dial in if you're listening by the internet tonight. Area code 917-889-7893, 917-889-7893. God bless you. Well, Brother Gus, why don't you share with the listeners what we're sharing tonight?
Yeah.
The word.
We're continuing to teach and to share about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit is active in a Christian's life, man or woman, and how we could receive the power that the Holy Spirit gives us. To know in Acts 1:8, you will receive power, and what that power is. And we're going to be talking about laying on of hands and praying for the sick and being healed. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. Not that the Christian has any power at all, but it's all done through a Christian, from the Holy Spirit, by God. So those things we need to know, we need to be taught about. We need to know about the person that's living inside of us. That's the Holy Spirit. And we're going to be talking about that tonight. And as Brother John said, in the middle of the program, we're going to be taking some calls. We're just going to be sharing on the Holy Spirit. And if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to call in, and we'll do our very best to answer them. So that's what we're going to be sharing tonight. Call a friend. We have time before we open up, in prayer. And let them know that we're on the radio, that we're praying. We'll be praying with you if you have any prayer requests. We'll be reading tonight from Acts chapter 3, and we'll be reading some other scriptures as well. So God bless you guys, and I hope you guys tell a friend, give them the telephone number so they can tune in.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want to apologize. I know I could hear a little bit of back noise, and I apologize to the listeners out there. We have air conditioners running. We have computers running. We have other cell phone devices running and tablets. So I know we're getting a little bit of background noise. We're trying to get rid of that tonight. But God bless everyone tonight again. It's always a pleasure to be back on Friday nights. And just to let the listeners know, we'll be on every Friday night. I love
Amen.
The East Coast night.
Amen.
10 o'clock Central and 8 o'clock on the West Coast. And Brother Gus, if you're ready, would you pray before you start the word? If you're ready to start the word tonight,
yes.
We'll go into the word tonight.
Yes.
Amen.
Definitely.
God bless you.
Definitely. Father God, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for using us, me and Brother John, to share your word, the word of truth. We ask that you would just speak through us tonight and open up the listeners' ears and hearts and minds to receive your word, and that they may be filled with the Holy Spirit. We ask for that, Lord, that we be filled with the Holy Spirit to praise your name and to bless your name, and that we be teachers, Father, and ministers of your word tonight. That's what we're asking, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. If you guys have your Bibles, or if you have your iPads, iPhones, whatever it is that you have, turn to Acts chapter 3. And you all know the story. It's about Peter lame beggar, and he gets healed. And that's going to be the topic for tonight, being healed by the Holy Spirit. A lot of people think that the Holy Spirit's power is lost and it's not as strong as it used to be. It was only strong because Jesus was present 2,000 years ago. Well, the opposite is true. The Holy Spirit is alive and active, and it's very effective in a Christian's life today. And we need to know how to utilize that power. It's very important. When Jesus sends the Holy Spirit and that Holy Spirit lives in a man or a woman's life, it's very important to know who's living inside of you. You have someone living inside of you, so it's very important that you get to know that person. That person can direct you on where to go, where not to go. The Holy Spirit can guide you. It says that your word is a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet. And that's the Holy Spirit guiding us, directing us. We talked about last week the Holy Spirit filling us and guiding us and directing us in everything that we do in our day-to-day life. Isaiah says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways," declares the Lord. So before we go to Acts chapter 3, we're going to talk a minute about the Holy Spirit again. And a lot of people think, and I was one of these myself, and occasionally when I'm real stressed out and I have a lot of worries, I think that the Lord doesn't quite understand my problem or my situation or my financial problem or my family problems. And the Lord doesn't say, wow, Gus got himself into a good one. You know, it's going to be pretty tough to get out of that one. No. What the Holy Spirit does is it urges you on to stay in the Word like we're doing tonight. And not just on Sundays either when we go to church, but daily. Daily that the Word would be in our mouth, in our hearts, in our thoughts. And that's how we get through whatever problem it is that we're going through. Whether you're a man or woman or young or old, God can do it all. God's worked with old men, young men, old women, young women. So you're never too old or never too young for the Holy Spirit and to live inside you. So just encouraging the Holy Spirit tonight to just let it fall upon you, let it be upon you, and let it give you peace. Okay, so here we go into Acts chapter 3. So God bless you guys. If you guys are open up, we're going to start. We're going to read about four verses of this story, five. I'm reading from the ESV, which is the English Standard Version, and it says, "Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a man lame from birth," meaning that he couldn't walk, "a man lame from birth was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple that is called the Beautiful Gate, to ask alms of those entering the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms," meaning he wanted something from them, money or food or anything that would help him. Let me see where we're at. We are at verse 4. "And Peter directed his gaze at him and did John and said, look at us. And he fixed his attention upon them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God." that's a very interesting passage there. Peter said, look at us, meaning we're just regular men, just like you. The only difference between us and you is we can walk and you can't. We're nothing special. We're just regular men. We're fishermen from Galilee trying to relate to him. We're just regular men. But the main difference about them is they had the Holy Spirit. Now, if you remember Peter was denying Jesus. He denied him 3 times. He said, I don't know him. I do not know this man. But the Holy Spirit came upon Peter. This is the time after Pentecost. We have to remember that. And the Holy Spirit fell upon them. And they started speaking in tongues. And they're doing these miracles. And here's a miracle right here. He said, receive Jesus of Nazareth. That Jesus that he's talking about is the one that was crucified, died on a cross and was raised 3 days later by the Spirit of God. And that's what Peter is telling this man that was laid at the beautiful gate. So this man got something a lot more than he expected. I don't think he expected that day or any day to walk again. And there's a lot of people out there just like this man. They have some handicap or they have some problem or ailment or sickness and thinking that, you know what, if I can just get by today. You know what? Abundant life. He says in John 10:10, I've come to give you life and life abundantly, meaning the eternal life. That's the real life. And that's what this man received, because it says that he praised God after that. He didn't just get up and walk his way. He praised God, and that's what we're to do, too. After we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, we continually praise God. And the book of Acts is not a closed book. It's an open book. Brother John will tell you guys that there's no amen in this book, meaning that, you know, it is finished. This is continuing to go forth and go on. The Holy Spirit's still working. Miracles are still happening. People are still getting healed. And God is doing great and mighty things. In the Old Testament, God would speak to one person at a time, one prophet. And then one prophet would die. God would raise another one up. And then he would prophesy like Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Samuel. These were all prophets. But after they would pass away, then another one would raise up. But now God is speaking to all his people at all. Why? Because this is the end times. Jesus is going to return. The rapture is going to happen. We're going to be raptured. We're going to be taken away. That's why God is speaking to everybody at one time. It says all who call upon the Lord will be saved. So, Brother John, I'll let you comment on that a little bit.
Amen. Amen. You know, Brother Justin, you said something at the opening. Talked about wondering why, well, you said that those gifts and the Holy Spirit is here today. Those same healing powers that we read in the book of Acts, and so forth as we go on. I know that one verse of the, one chapter of the book of Acts, we were talking about how Paul took prayer cloth. Handkerchiefs, and he sent them out because he couldn't be there to lay on the sick, and they were healed.
Right.
Paul raised the dead. Paul raised the dead through the power of the Holy Spirit, and Peter, as well as Peter also, and that same anointing, the same gifts of the Holy Spirit still exists today. You know, I often wonder back. There was an outpour of the Holy Spirit in the 70s, in the mid-70s, around the world. It started in Europe and around 1900 or so. It spread to Azusa Street in Los Angeles. It spread throughout America. And there was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit where everyone was just getting saved. Everyone was getting healed.
Yeah.
I remember I got saved in 1981. A lot of the home in United States got saved around 1975, 76. The church, the Gypsy Church, started in 1977 in the United States. But back in Europe, the Gypsy Church started in 1962. So there was a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, probably a big, as big as the day of Pentecost, okay, and so forth, how it started back then. And the fire of the Holy Spirit, where people were getting healed, and we heard of miracles and people being set free and delivered. And I wondered, the last 10 years or so, what has happened in the churches today? And I'm not pointing out the specific churches or pastors or anything like that. I'm not here to badmouth. You know what? My conclusion as the program was getting near to start from the Holy Spirit was this, that same gift, the same power is still here, but we have quenched the fire. And you say, well, how did we quench the fire? Right. Well, a lot of us, we would see these miracles and we kind of got comfortable in it. It's like it was nothing. We took it for granted. And then as the churches grew and grew, a lot of our elders in the church started putting the kibosh on some of the things in the church and saying, we don't need this. And see, that's where we can't put God in the box. Us, we are the church. It's not just an organization or a building or a denomination you belong to. Is we are the church of Jesus Christ as individuals. I think you'll agree with me, and I think a lot of listeners will too. And it's up to us to rekindle the fire. Well, you say, well, how can we rekindle the fire? It's by receiving what God has for us, number one.
Right.
By being obedient.
You remember what I was talking to you about, Brother John, about a week ago, and I was sharing with you, are you ignitable? And,
yes.
You know, the answer needs to be yes, exactly. You know, because some people feel like they're not. Meaning, like, can the Holy Spirit start a fire in you? And a lot of people feel like they're not ignitable. God cannot use me. God can't do anything for me. I'm just, you know, beyond repair. I'm beyond what the Holy Spirit can offer. And that's not true. The Holy Spirit can work with anybody at any time. He doesn't just have a certain amount of power. He doesn't just work with certain kinds of people. He works with all races, all nationalities, all people, all ages. The Holy Spirit is beyond the power of man, because we feel like when we can't go any further, well, that's it. God can't do anything. Well, what's true about the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. Okay. And if you don't see him as a person, you will never know him. Okay. You need to know the person that lives inside of you. The Holy Spirit's not a power that you use. He's a person that you know. And when you know that person, you know what they want. You know where they want you to go. You know what they like. You know what they don't like, and so forth and so on. So when we need the Holy Spirit, well, we always need the Holy Spirit, but there's certain times that we might need the Holy Spirit more than others, like if we're making a big move or if we're not sure if we should buy a car or if we're not sure, you know, well, is it time for me to get married or who should I marry? And, you know, the questions just keep going on and on and on. And that's why we need to know the Holy Spirit. Because when I said he's not a power that you use, you don't just call upon the Holy Spirit, today I need this amount of money. You know, the Holy Spirit is not like a magic carpet just to take you wherever you want to go and do whatever you want to do. The Holy Spirit is living and active. It's more real than anything that's on this earth. Just because you don't see the Holy Spirit that doesn't mean the Holy Spirit is not there. We don't see the air, but we breathe it, and it gives us life. The Holy Spirit is more real than the air that we breathe. God gives us breath. Man, God breathed into man, and that was his spirit. If you remember back in Genesis, when God made man, he didn't just get up and start walking. God breathed into him. And you know what that breath was? That wasn't just wind. That wasn't just air. That was the Holy Spirit. When God breathes out, that's his Holy Spirit going forth. Joel says that in the last days that your young men will see visions and your old men will see dreams and they will prophesy. And, you know, that's happening today. It's happening in churches. It needs to happen even more and continue to happen. And I want to read a passage for you. We're again in Acts, and we're going to go to, again, the third chapter, and we're going to read verse 4. Look what it says here. But of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of the men who came about were 5,000. So back there, Peter and John are just preaching and teaching and healing, and the Holy Spirit's just using them in a major way. And 5,000 were saved one day. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine you that are listening out there, if you went out and you started just preaching the word on the street and 5,000 people said, wow, I want to receive God. And they did. Well, this actually happened. But here's the key. It says, but many of those who had heard the word believed. So that's the key. Not only hearing the word, but believing the word. So we believe there's a God. We believe there's a his son, Jesus, and we believe that there's a Holy Spirit. You know, none of us doubt any of that. But sometimes what we doubt is, what is the Holy Spirit able to do in my life? The Holy Spirit is able to turn your life around 360 degrees. And what about Le Devleski, Sabacha, Montina, Sasarimos? The things that a man needs, woman needs, can only be gotten through the Holy Spirit. And if we don't know the Holy Spirit, if you remember, he said, don't leave Jerusalem until the promise from the Father comes. And the promise was the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. That's another word for the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. How many of you out there tonight, including myself and Brother John, need the Comforter? I need him all the time. I don't think there's anybody out there that can just use him some of the times. We need the Holy Spirit all of the time in our lives, whether we're married or not, old or young. The Holy Spirit is a comforter, and it guides us and it leads us in what we should do. I'm going to share with the listeners. Last week, I had two of my trucks were stolen along with my trailer. And those were trucks that I sell to make money. I buy them, I sell them. And then my trailer was used for my business. So, I mean, it was a hurt, definitely. It was a big loss. But I prayed and I said, Lord, I know you could use me in this situation. I have Brother John that I told, and he was praying with me. And a lot of men that are in my Bible study are praying, and a couple of them, one of them's name is Steve. He sent me a text today. Gus, how you doing? I know you're hurt. Did you find out anything? You know, that just encourages me. So the point is, without the Holy Spirit, you know how bad I would have been going crazy and how much this would have been bothering me? Does it hurt? Yeah. But you know what? The Lord is showing me I have greater things for you. I have better things for you. This is just a little bit of a loss, but it's a front loader. I'm preparing you for something better. And I know that the Lord is going to just, you know, do something great with that. How That's not for me to know, but I know that he could, so I believe that he could. So just wanted to share that with you guys. And Brother John, I'm going to let you comment a little bit.
Amen, Brother, because, you know, you spoke in a lot of areas about the Holy Spirit, and you're exactly right. And, you know, I remember several years ago back, you called me up, and it was in a desperation type of thing, and you said, I'm tired of living this way. And you told me that I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to give it all to Him. And you asked me to be a prayer partner with you. And I said, yes, I need it too. And I want to share with the listeners out there, when you make yourself available to God and receive everything that God has for you, He'll open doors spiritually that you will just be amazed. Many years ago back, I was in the place where Gus was. I was tired of walking on two sides of the fence in life, and I decided I had enough. And I said, Lord, I want to walk with you. And I remember saying this, and I meant it with my heart. I said, Lord, use me. And the Lord used me on the internet in a mighty, mighty way. And through Pal Talk, and you know, I talked about it before on the radio, but, you know, it ended up that we had like 19 churches. It was a full-time ministry. It was very, very blessed. People got saved, delivered, set free. And He's still using us today. And how God opened doors, because I know you have a testimony of how God opened doors for you to teach the word and to be a server in your church and so forth. But our hearts to the Holy Spirit and say, use
Amen. Amen.
The Lord. And you know what will happen? The Bible says something, and this will back it up. Jesus Himself said, the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. There's very few laborers. A lot of times we say in our mind, well, somebody else will take the word to them. Somebody else will go there and pray with them. God will send somebody, but, you know, God is sending us out there. He said, go and make disciples of all nations. And that's what we're doing. That's why we're on the radio tonight. Not only speaking to believers, but we're speaking to non-believers out there. We're out to make disciples of people around the world. I know that this program is going around the world tonight. There's people listening to us in Europe as we're speaking. There's people listening to us in Asia. There's people listening to us around the world. And God bless you, and we welcome you. And the Holy Spirit and God wants to use us in a mighty, mighty way. If He could use a person like me, just an ordinary person like me, He could surely use you. And same for Gus. Am I correct, Gus? He uses ordinary
I totally
people
agree.
To do extraordinary things. Amen.
Amen.
Peter
Amen.
Was a fisherman. Yep. Matthew was a tax collector. Luke was a doctor. And so on. So He could use you tonight, and He'll do mighty things in your life. And those, like Paul said, that power is still there. If you need a healing, it's there for you tonight. Not a week from now, not a year from now, but tonight. If you need eternal life, He's here for you tonight. You could have that eternal life tonight, and we'll go into that a little bit later in the program. We're going to ask if anybody has a question, a Bible question. We're going to open up the phone lines. If you have a question tonight, call in, area code 917-889-7893, 917-889-7893, or you have a comment you want to make, or you have a prayer request, you can call that number in. If you're listening by telephone tonight, and all you have to do is hit 1 on your keypad, we'll call you up to the mic. If you're listening out there and you can't call in, drop us an email, and it's gypsyradio, the number 1, at yahoo.com. Amen. So I just want to open up tonight and say, if you need a prayer tonight, you need deliverance tonight, you need a healing, you need to be set free. If you have an addiction or something that's holding you back from the Lord, tonight. Call in tonight. Let us pray with you. Let us pray for you. Amen. Brother Gus.
Amen.
Tonight.
Yeah. And I'm going to say, just like Peter said, I'm going to say this for me and John. You know, look at us or listen to us. We're ordinary people, just like you. But we want to just allow you guys to hear the word through the radio, and you can call in. Not that we can do anything great, because we can't. We can't do anything great for ourselves. But with the power of the Holy Spirit working and active, you know what? You could receive a healing. You could receive forgiveness. You could be set free. Those three things is lead you to eternal life, because those things are all the attributes of the Holy Spirit. Those are all things that are given of God. So call in if you have any questions or comments, or if you have any prayer requests, or if you have a testimony. We'd love to hear from you guys. Maybe if you want to give them some time, Brother John, if maybe you want to play a song for a minute, and then we'll come back and take some calls.
Amen. Yes. God bless you today. Stay with us. Let's go to a song of worship tonight. And we're just going to play a half because it's a long song. But we're going to go into a little worship tonight. Then we're going to come back with the conclusion to the message and some prayer. Amen. So God bless you.
Thank you.
and God bless you and welcome back to the program tonight. Again, if you're listening by radio or Blog Talk Radio tonight, you can call in tonight, or by Facebook, you can call in. Area code 917-889-7893, 917-889-7893. Brother Gus, are you with us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, God bless you tonight.
Yes.
Amen. You know, Brother Gus, as we prayed, I believe it was 2 weeks ago, we prayed for Pastor Danny Yu. We had a special prayer. Pastor Michael
yes.
came on to pray for Pastor Danny Yu's son, who I heard is doing
mm-hmm.
great. Praise God.
Yes.
We prayed for
yeah.
some other people. And so far, praise God, we got praise reports, people got healed. That's the power of prayer. And
Amen.
our God, we serve a mighty God who does
Amen.
Mighty work. Amen? So I want to give
Amen.
God the glory for that. Amen?
Amen.
Again, call
Amen.
In.
Lord,
if you need a prayer tonight, call us in tonight, 917-889-7893. Brother Gus, if you want to do a conclusion here, we'll have prayer tonight.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Okay, so again from Acts, but we're going to be in the fourth chapter, verse 31. We're going to read, one verse here. Chapter 4, 31. This is the power of the Holy Spirit in prayer. You remember when John just said a minute ago, there's power in prayer? Look how much power there is in prayer. I say this every week over the radio. Scripture is God talking to us, and prayer is us talking to God. So here is the disciple Peter praying to God. And look what happens. This is, I want to say, about 30 or maybe less years after Jesus ascended into heaven. I mean, this could be even as soon as 5 years or so. And they're just going out, and they're preaching, and they're teaching, and they're healing. And all sorts of signs and wonders are happening, both small and great. And it also says in the Gospels, and were healed. And there was people that had cancer. There was people that had limbs missing. There were people that had incurable diseases. You name it. I mean, there were no medicines out there or the type of doctors we have today. So how much disease was more rapid back then? So there was a lot more sick people. But they were all, the ones that came, key words, were healed. Now look at the power of the Holy Spirit Brother John was just talking about. Here at Jujus for Jesus, we like to back up what we say with Scripture. Because we're talking Scripture. We don't want to get offline or say, well, the Scripture doesn't say that. Now we're going to talk about the power of prayer. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. So they prayed, the place was shaken, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, and they spoke the word with boldness. That's because of the Holy Spirit. That's the power of God. God bless you guys.
Amen. Praise God. Very, very well said. You know, that's the key to prayer. Pray in unity. Find yourself a prayer partner if you don't have one. Pray with
Definitely.
Other believers. Pray with
That's
your brothers
brother
and sisters.
John, we pray
yes,
together
yes,
a lot. We talk about Scripture. It's almost on a daily basis. I would say it is on a daily basis. Sometimes it's for
yes,
5 minutes. Sometimes it's about 45
yeah.
minutes. Or we'll talk 2-3 times a day. You know, iron sharpens iron.
Amen. Amen. And it's about receiving and giving that commitment to the Lord and say, Lord, use me. and you'll see mighty works and mighty miracles in your life, your friend's life, your in your church. You'll see the difference. And you know, revival starts in our heart as individuals. If you look at that scripture Brother Gus just read, revival broke out because of what was in individual hearts. And that's how revival is going to break out. See, back in the 70s that we talked about a little bit earlier, people were hungering for God because we didn't have God. We were, you know, I remember looking at my own life real quickly and saying, you know, is this all there is? I had all the material things I could think of at the time. I was a very young man. And I'm thinking, is this all there is to life? There's got to be more to it. And I had everything I wanted, but I had a void in my heart. And I didn't know what that void was until I found out that it was Jesus that was missing in my life. Without that, you could have all the material things in the world, and you won't be happy. You won't have peace. It'll bring you temporary joy. And just like that new car, the new car smell wears off, and it becomes just another vehicle to you. Well, in the same way, you're going to look at life and say, is that all there is? But see, Jesus said, as Brother Gus quoted, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you want the life, if you want the truth tonight, you could have it tonight. You could have eternal life by saying a simple prayer. Just giving yourself to the Lord tonight. If you're listening tonight, you never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The Bible says that you must be born again. How do we become born again? By confessing with our mouth and believing in our heart. That's Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10 tonight. So you could say a simple prayer and receive him tonight. If you feel that you're far from God tonight, if you serve God at one time and just are not serving them anymore, walking in the world, you could always come back tonight by just asking God back and saying, forgive me, Lord. I want to come back home to you. And Brother Gus, would you lead tonight those who need the Lord to our Lord Jesus tonight? If you want to receive the Lord as your Savior and have eternal life, say this prayer with Brother Gus. God bless you, Brother Gus.
Amen. If you want to receive the Lord, it's as easy as calling upon him. It's like Brother John said, those who call upon the Lord will be saved. It's a simple prayer of faith, and just believe in your heart what you're praying. Lord, I'm a sinner. I turn to you. I need you for forgiveness. I believe that you died on the cross bearing my sins in mind. I'm willing to turn away from my sin and turn to you. I accept you as Lord and Savior of my life. I commit myself to you, Lord. I ask that you send your Holy Spirit, whom I've been talking about tonight, into my heart. I ask that you send your Holy Spirit into my life to take control and to help me become the man or woman that you want me to be. I ask you that you fill me with your Holy Spirit and make me the person that you want me to be. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And we all say together, amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. It's always a pleasure sharing the word of God with you guys on the radio.
Amen. It's always a pleasure to have you, Brother Gus, and to share the word.
Thank you.
And being obedient to the Lord. It's a blessing. And, you know, I just wanted to tell the listeners out there, our fall lineup is going to be very blessed this coming fall. We're going to have pastors come up and share the word some nights. We're going to have teachers come up from different churches and different places around the country and around the world to share God's word with us here on Jesus Radio. So, like I say, invite some friends, family members. Next Friday night, 11 o'clock on the East Coast, 8 o'clock on the West Coast, Central Time, 10 o'clock. Jesus Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. We want to thank you for listening tonight. We want to thank those who listen to the archived messages. God bless you for that, for being faithful to that. God bless you, and we're going to say good night to you, Until next Friday night on Just News Radio. Good night. God bless you.
God bless.